USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than a dozen states are now beginning to take small steps to reopen their economies, but other states are waiting for coronavirus cases to go down. The White House is indicating they could be getting more federal money to help with small businesses. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow on CNN's State of the Union.
We're trying to get from one side to the other. We're trying to get through this. We're trying to work through this. I don't want to rule in or out anything right now. We are in discussions internally and with leading members of Congress.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is standing with the police department in enforcing their city's lockdowns. She's warning people what will happen if they throw big parties.
We will shut you down, we will cite you, and if we need to, we will arrest you, and we will take you to jail.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.